features on BBC Sounds. Next on Radio 3, we've Sunday Evening Drama. A group of actors gather in a derelict rope factory. As they explore the venue, they discover it has unpredictable physical properties with disturbing consequences.
Exclusive to BBC Sounds.
Sometimes I feel like talking.
Reuben Carter died in 2014, but through the tapes, we'll hear him in his own home.
Wrongly convicted of a triple murder.
The national attitude of the United States was to get rid of any black person that can cause you any problems.
The Hurricane Tapes.
For five decades, nobody has finished this story. Who could resist that?
Download the free BBC Sounds app for music, radio and podcasts to listen without limits.
This evening's concert on Radio 3 features performances from the piano finals at the 2018 Geneva Music Competition. Expect piano concertos by Bartok and Prokofiev starting at 8:45. That's after tonight's Drama on 3, which is a story about a theatre company who set out to create an immersive play in an abandoned rope factory. As they explore the venue, they discover it has unpredictable physical properties with alarming consequences. The play was developed with members of the Shunt Collective, with some improvised scenes, and explores how far actors will go in the name of theatre. It contains scenes which you may find disturbing and strong language from the start. This is Rope Walk House by Anita Sullivan.
Yeah, 5 Cut Street, steel door. I'm looking at it now.
So this is it? This is the big day? Keys?
Yeah, but the keys don't fit. We need a locksmith.
Open sesame?
Okay. Yeah, we seem to have got in all right.
Cynical.
Thanks.
I believe this space hasn't been used before.
Imagine being an audience in here.
I mean, I'm not 1,000 safety, but it'd be terrifying.
Day one. Rope Walk House. Welcome.
So this is it?
Nope.
Is this going to be a maze?
Apparently.
Hello?
In here?
Oh, hey, sorry I was late. Got lost. Look at those beams. You could fly an elephant from those. Sorry, did I interrupt?
Like the light of dawn. Like a unicorn riding a sunbeam. Hey?
Found the chairs.
Wait, stop, everyone. Keep your feet still. Before tea, chairs, anything. We have to use what the space has given us. Dust. Like virgin snow. Everyone, pick a route. Tell me what you find. Call it out. Make trail. Go.
Nice floor. Yeah, I like the high windows. Feels like we're in a cathedral.
Oh, God. Found the toilet.
This metal shutter's interesting.
Guys?
It's been welded shut. Makes a good noise, though.
Over here.
Hang on. I need to photograph the trails.
Guys?
Stay where you are. Stay with it.
It's a dead body. A fucking dead body.
It's a bedroll.
It's a person.
Someone's sleeping bag.
Stop! Don't touch anything. Just don't touch anything. There could be needles. Let me just... Okay. Okay. It's just bedding.
I swear I could smell it. That smell.
The imagination is a powerful thing. And this is a gift. Who was he? The man who slept here?
In a locked building.
Maybe he's still here. Or she.
He. That's a man's watch. Expensive.
Not just your average kipper. He's left a torch, a hard hat, and a block of Kendall mint cake.
Estate agent? Architect?
That's before May last year.
Surveyor. Yes.
No trails in the dust.
Maybe he flew. High on sugar.
Yeah, and the red sleeping bags, the cocoon he left behind.
What? You guys are story monsters! This is going to be epic.
Epic. Yes. Okay, I think we've all earned a cup of tea.
Yeah.
So where did you go without time or a light, Mr. Moth? Where are you now?
So, first thing second. Welcome. In 8 weeks, we open our Palace of Delights to a paying audience. Today, we don't even have a story. Or do we? It's all in here, locked inside each of us, inside this space, waiting to be found, for the audience to find it with us. Once upon a time, this used to be a rope factory. So I'm starting with the Minotaur myth. But it's wide open. That's all I'm going to say right now. So, introductions. I'm Jarek.
He's a rock star. He only needs one name.
And who are you, remind me?
I'm Mike. I'm actually called Phil, but they call me Mike. No one remembers why.
Plus you do sound.
Yeah, but I don't. Well, we all do a bit of everything, but I'm here as designer.
Huh. Daedalus, the maze builder.
Maybe. And who are you?
I'm Gabe, the aerialist. So I guess that makes me Icarus. But I've got other hats to throw into the ring.
Not a one-trick pony, then.
Oh, a unicorn on a sunbeam, apparently.
Hello. Well, I'm Nell. I see dead people. I don't know why I'm here. I haven't done a device show before, but I'm absolutely made up to be working with Jarek.
Aren't we all?
We're not worthy.
And who are you? You thing of beauty? You muse? You goddess? You little siren?
Sirens. Yes, I do that. I'm Sarah, your production manager. I make sure the show happens. I keep people safe. I make sure we don't start any fires. And it's probably my job to clean the toilet. But it's up to you to keep it that way.
And you document the process.
Everyone does.
We tape most of what we do.
Tape? How old?
We digitally capture ideas as they happen. We self-record too. Photos, video diaries, journals. Don't let a good thought escape. So. Ahead of the project, I asked you...
You set us homework.
I asked you to think about the Minotaur myth. Did anyone bring anything to share?
Yep.
Yes.
Great. Who wants to go first?
You can if you want.
Yeah, I will, before I lose the thread of...
A great start in itself.
Yes. Okay. So, when I don't sleep, which is quite often, I can't focus, and I know you're expecting me to get up and do something with rope, but I'm going to try and start at ground zero, Icarus 101. Exciting. All right, yeah. So, you all know the story, probably Bull Man, sacrifices, maze, secret, tower, prison, feathers and wax. Don't fly too close to the sun! Splat! Game over, right?
Yeah.
Right, people say it's a tale of hubris. So I had to look that up, and it's ambition and ego unchecked. Thinking you're untouchable. Like the 2008 bankers.
Yes, yes.
Right, but for the Greeks, it was something different. It was about using your power to degrade people, target their vulnerabilities, and getting off on it. Hubris was punishable by death. So that made me think of Weinstein, of course, and I had another thing to say about wings and flying, but that's it. The 101. All right?
Excellent. But one thing... Daedalus also warned Icarus not to go too close to the sea. Yes. Avoid hubris, but don't set your sights too low either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Push yourself.
Push others.
Go to the edge.
Get high as you can.
Well, as your health and safety officer...
But without danger, there'd be no heroes,
no
right?
No epic poems.
Nothing for
Boys,
that.
Hold on. I'm not saying that. Yes, take a risk, have an adventure, but have a crash mat. A fire extinguisher. And know your emergency exits.
Well, that's brought us back down to Earth. Thank you so much.
Talking of exits, I have some designer thoughts to share, if now is a good moment.
Please.
This way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm taking you on a tour of Daedalus's labyrinth. Patterns in dust. The map of a building.
Oh, you brought your own props.
To anchor a ship on open sea, you need a very long rope. And to make that rope, you need an even longer building. Gabe, take these three strands.
Okay.
Nell, take the other ends.
Okay.
Yeah, go back a bit further.
Yeah.
Further. Back against that steel door.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Two machines, each the far end of the rope walk. One stays still, the other twists the strands. Gabe, twist. Nell, hold still.
Hey, look at us, we're making rope.
Yeah, very good. You see, as the rope twists, it gets shorter. So the traveller machine, which is Gabe, needs to close the distance by running along a track. Okay,
right.
Yeah, you get the idea?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's look at this steel door. It's welded shut. Don't tell us anything, but look at the position. In the centre of the party wall with the next building. James Wright was making ropes 45 fathoms long, the longest ropes in the world. To do that, he'd need a rope walk a quarter of a mile long.
Cool.
This warehouse isn't that, nowhere near. I think he ran his tracks right across this building and into the next through this door.
Cool.
Do you have any evidence for this?
Not a sausage.
Excellent.
But except our trails in the dust. Not one of us walked down the centre line of the warehouse. We walked around where the machines would have been, avoiding the invisible tracks.
Day 3. Welcome back.
You get it wrong.
Yeah,
I'm
out. You can stay. Yeah, no, it's just like tennis. Okay, who wants keep score? Gabe?
Yeah, all right.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
I'll do that.
Okay.
This is unfair. This is three youngsters against two.
Come on, be good. What are you saying?
What are you saying?
Okay, Sarah to serve.
Now, Sarah. Now, Gabe.
No, I'm on your
team. Oh, I told you I don't know how to play tennis.
So, you three are on Matt's team.
Oh,
and us two are on this team.
There's a neck here.
You have to So where does it start?
A bull man that eats people.
Where does the bull come from? Come on. Get with the beat.
Pacify. King Minos's wife had sex with a bull.
How did she do it?
She had an effigy of a cow built. She got inside. The bull mounted her inside the cow.
What?
No way, seriously.
He was born with horns, with hooves. He hurt her.
Did she suckle it?
Yes. She loved the bull. She loved the bull child. Animal, man, and God, twisted into one hideous, miraculous creature. Creature, 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 creature.
Bull!
Creature, creature. She suckled the...
Horns!
She suckled the bull.
Leather!
Creature.
Wet creature.
Matador.
Creature. Charging
she
creature.
She suckled the bull.
Roaring.
She loved the bull.
I'm going to sleep together.
Oh my God.
Right.
I'm still asleep.
So, hope you're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed after our little jaunt.
Little? I've got on the night bus and woke up in Woodford. Jeez. You.
What?
You scared me to death running along the bridge.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, but this idiot was going to follow you.
Yeah, I know my limits these days. So I'm handing over to the smug teetotaler for the warm-up.
Oh, my pleasure. Okay, hangover, kill or cure? Let's start with the shoulders.
Cure, cure.
Just start with nice, easy circles back towards the ears. Now, you're all going to be doing some trapeze work today, so we got a bit... No, only joking.
Oh, my God. Like, no.
Day 8. Story time.
London industrialist James Wright died at his home yesterday after an unexplained illness. He was 56 years of age.
Hmm?
James Wright? Who built the rope factory?
Is this real? His actual obituary?
He joined the East India Company from Liverpool dock on his 16th birthday as a deckhand. But
is this interesting?
It's the history of this building. It should be interesting.
Mike's always so literal. We work in a wine cellar. He wants to make a show about grapes. We work in a tunnel. He wants to make a show about trains.
Now, I wanted that to be about moles, actually.
Aww. That's right. Yeah. You did.
I did.
That would have been hilarious.
Thank you.
Just skip to the good bit.
Okay. Right. Where am I? Yeah. Wright built the world's longest rope walk. Contracts with the Navy ruling the waves.
The good bit?
Yeah. Wright was predeceased by his wife, Emily, in 1878 and has no surviving children. He leaves his estate to the Marylebone Spiritualist Association and his spirit guide, Victor Blick.
Oh. Whoa.
That's amazing.
A mutiny? You don't want to do the Minotaur story anymore?
Maybe it's three stories. I mean, Wright's impossible rope walk, Daedalus's impossible maze, and us doing an impossible show.
They all have some yarn in them.
And hubris.
Interesting. Thank you, Nell. How do you find a happy medium? Use a spirit level.
Yeah.
All right, you're right. I shouldn't mock deeply held beliefs. And everyone here believes spirits can communicate from the other side, correct?
Yes.
Maybe. Do you believe, yes or no, black or white?
I definitely don't.
Okay, let's just agree to suspend our disbelief, like at a church wedding where you're an atheist.
Okay.
Because I want to try a little Victorian spiritualist experiment. Pass me the rope.
Yes, sir.
Everyone place your hands.
Okay.
Let the rope join us. Weave our energy into a circle of power. Do we have any candles?
Cigarette lighter.
No. Spark it up.
Well done, Gabe.
And let us begin. James Wright. James Wright. Rope maker and industrialist. Are you there? James Wright, who left us aged 56 of a circumspect illness, and your spirit guide, Victor Blick, of unknown origin, please join us. You who connected things together with your knotted magic, join us who connect people with our theatre magic. We call to you from our realm to yours. Repeat after me. Hemp.
Hemp.
Tar.
Tar.
Flax.
Flax.
And other fibrous material.
And other fibrous material.
Join us.
Join us.
Yarn and strand.
Yarn and strand.
Rope and cable.
Rope and cable.
Writhing skeins of ectoplasm.
Writhing skeins of ectoplasm.
Join us.
Join us.
James, we ask a blessing on our theatre production in your old workplace. You might not understand what it is we're trying to do, but it will be legendary.
Legendary.
Amen.
Amen.
Anyone feel anything?
The lighter got hot.
There's a draft. The door. The metal hatch is ajar.
Do that?
Me?
Yeah, is this one of your games?
No.
I think there's a room on the other side.
Yeah.
It's not budging.
Careful of sharp edges.
Stand back.
That's enough to crawl through.
And the demand shall pass.
What?
Indiana Jones, you know, it's the bit where you have to crawl through all the blade and chop your head.
Wait. If we all go in and that shutter falls.
Right, good call.
All right. There, that should hold it.
Oh, get another chair just to be sure.
Yeah.
Good enough for me.
Wait.
Now what?
We don't know what's on the other side.
Exactly.
I'm through! I'm going.
You coming?
Get your arse in
here! Sod you all.
Tracks.
They're gone forever.
What did I tell you?
Oh. Look at this beauty.
Traveller machine.
The ropes are still attached.
Wow, those hooks.
They're like, pirate hands?
Sarah. It's Victorian brick, every inch. Safe as houses.
It does look solid.
One central hall with chambers on each side. It's made for us.
Yeah, it could work. It really could.
They must have used this bell line to communicate.
To start and stop the machines?
Yeah.
The end is a T-junction. Sets of tracks splitting off.
I should get some torches.
No need. Your eyes get used to the twilight. Everyone got a phone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then everyone's got a light. Go explore. Find a place that speaks to you. Record what you find. Back in 10 minutes. Okay?
All right, cool.
Be careful. You're excited. Don't pretend you're not excited.
Yeah, of course I am, but... Where's the light coming from? There's no electric. No windows.
Sarah...
Go on, go and explore. You go play, I'll do the worrying.
Love you!
Yeah. I'll just stay here, hold the string.
All right, this is Mike. Self-record. So what I'm thinking is, potentially, if an audience is allowed back here, we could have noises off, like... From any of these little rooms, I could put the actor behind one of the walls and we could have the audience miles down the corridor or something. It'd be terrifying. I reckon we can create possibly like the scariest bit of live theatre.
Okay, so this is Nell exploring Ropewalk House. It's immense and a little scary. I'm terrified I'm gonna see a mouse. God. Okay, what's that? And there is dust everywhere. What's that light? Where's that light coming from? It's like shards of light, but I can't see where the source is.
Hiya, this is Gabe. First self-record. I didn't know places like this still existed. Feels like we're the first people to find it. Is that now? I can hear now. Doesn't sound like now. I can hear voices as well.
Hello, this is Jarek, recording. Oh.
It's so dark. We'd have to have some kind of lighting rig or something just to make sure that... God, when you're alone, it's... Mind, please. Can you hear that? God, I hope that's them.
Can't believe this space hasn't been used before. It's amazing. What was that? What was that? Too much stuff. Oh, it's so fucking dusty. Oh.
What's that? 4 Victor Blick. It's like there's a letter. Dear Victor, I hope that this finds you and finds you well. My spirit magician and my conscience, you built my dream, but without you it becomes unstable. The men's sense change. Can't work that out.
Hello? Mike? Okay.
Some men have been lost. I have lost days. The ropery gets even longer, turning upon itself, and I am afraid. I will treat my spirit gently, unshackled from the tracks. I ask only that you be by my side, the better half of me, and help us both return to the light. Yours in life and death. James Wright.
Hello?
Vast.
Where was it?
On the left, past the bunkhouse.
What bunkhouse?
Next to the room with all the bales.
I must have gone a different way from you. Did you feel that? Oh. Now?
Shh. Let it play out.
Now?
Shh, Gabe. What happened to the light?
I don't know.
Sarah? Is your phone light working?
No, the screen's died. Okay.
Sarah!
Now! Okay, this is not fun.
This way. Follow my torch.
Sarah!
Yeah, is Nell with you?
Yeah.
Then who's ringing the bell?
Back to the warehouse.
But what actually happened?
You're all right, though, aren't you?
Nothing more. Yeah, I'm all right, yeah. Nothing.
Nothing? I heard the Minotaur.
You heard the Minotaur?
I heard the Minotaur. What did you discover? What did you find? What were you? What were the gifts?
It was me.
I was here. I know, but I felt like a million miles away, if I'm honest.
And the moral of the story is, don't lick the wallpaper. It will give you funny dreams.
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like in there. It's like dreaming, like, God, anything can happen.
Imagine being an audience walking into that. Mm. Now that would be a show.
Whoa. Hold your horses. I'll have to talk to the rental agent, do a proper risk assessment. You'll all have to sign waiver forms until I do.
Fine. Yeah, we can do that.
You okay with this, Sarah?
The door's open. You can't put a gift like that back in the box.
Fantastic.
So what? This is all fine?
Scared of a few ghosts, Mikey.
Ghosts? Where do you think we've just been? Physically? Into the next building? There's an alleyway between our warehouse and the flats at number 7. Cut rope close. There's no overhead walkway, nothing connecting the two buildings. When we walked through that steel door, we walked over the alley. In midair. Put that in your risk assessment.
Day 14. Back into the rope walk.
Okay, so everybody made their phone calls?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Said goodbye.
Great. Okay, good. We know this building has holes, right? Does things to phones. Yep. So everyone should have a torch and a watch. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, everyone take a ball of wool.
Thank you.
You've all got a different colour.
Purple, nice.
Thank you.
And if you come to the end of your wool...
Keep going.
No, Gabe, thank you. Come back. All right, is everyone's torch working?
Torch working?
Great. Okay. In you go.
See you on the other side.
With the end of your wool, tie the end of it around this metal ring.
There's string tied to it already.
Wise minds think alike. The building seems clean and secure, but as you go deeper, take care. Make sure you know what you're holding on to and what you're stepping on. Got it? Is everyone firmly attached? Mm-hmm. Any questions? Mm-mm. Okay then, have fun. Derek, wait.
What?
Before you disappear, can I raise a concern?
Oh, another one?
About Nell. I know you haven't done anything, but I see the way she watches you. You trying not to look back.
She's barely older than my daughter.
Old enough. We both know. These shows are like pressure cookers. You've blown your lid once...
Sarah.
I just don't want to see you get hurt.
Me?
You've got the most to lose.
Huh.
What?
Someone's chalked up a sign to the pool.
Oh, should have brought my cozy.
Or not.
Is it me, or does it smell like the sea? Like, kind of Mediterranean, or...?
Yeah, I'm getting that too.
This is mad. We opened in less than a month.
I've seen a whole circus come together in less.
What was that for?
Luck.
Wait. Our wool's tangled. You're purple.
No.
Okay.
Day 16. Character building.
Okay, guys. Guys, please. Thanks. Okay, this is called lisse. I do silks as well, but we're in a rope walk, so...
What kind of rope is that?
3-ply cotton. Actual hemp would rip your skin off.
Shame it's black. White would show up better.
Tough. I only work with my rope. I know the feel in my hand, how she's packed, her give and flex.
Her?
Not every great man is supported by a great woman.
Don't I know it.
My last rope was a white male. I swing either way. So, first climb up. You can just run up with a toe climb.
Oh, frig me in the rigging.
Oh, it's more impressive if you go higher. All right. Pretty nice from up here. So now,
I can just wrap and drop.
Easy.
But you're not actually flying with that.
No. The rope doesn't move. Only the performer.
Can we fly here?
I've got a harness. But the ceiling's under 5 metres. I mean, the vertical travel isn't that impressive.
Especially with a standing audience.
Right. But it can be fun to skin people...
This rope needs narrative. Fight her. Fight the rope.
Like this?
Stop thinking about what it looks like. Think about why you're doing it. You want to go higher. She won't let you. She won't bend to your will. She's trying to throw you down. Deny you the thing you crave. You're angry. Using teeth, claws. But she just won't let you get high.
Gabe? Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, fine. Just rope got me right in the nuts.
Okay. You're all right.
Yeah.
That bit? Where you messed up? That was good.
Thanks.
But without height, there's no danger. It's all just writhing. Pointless writhing.
It's that feeling. Again. That place I can't go, and I want to go, and I can't. And I can feel that power kick taking me up. Up somewhere limitless. Big as the sky. And him there, just pushing me there, beyond, and I go with it because...
Jay! Time to go!
Because I trust him.
I'm starving. Isn't it lunchtime yet?
Lunch? We're way beyond that. It must be dinner time by now.
A dead end. It should connect to the room of roots.
A lot of the small rooms look the same. Maybe it's the next one up?
Or down a different track completely.
It is a maze.
A rope walk of the mind.
Without any doors.
Except the first one you open.
You're not helping, guys. Okay, let's go back to the last junction. Rewind the wall.
Has anyone got a signal?
No.
My phone says 3:15, is that right?
Mine says 4:27.
What, I've got a Skype audition at 5?
Yeah, well, we've all got lives, except Jarek, he don't even have a phone.
Who wrote that?
Well, I don't know.
There was another to the pool sign near the clubhouse.
Then this isn't our thread. We've been following someone else's.
Oh, you're kidding. Since when? I've got a parents' evening. The parking will have run out on the van.
Jesus, Mike! Will you just let me think?
It's a simple choice. Back to the last chamber, forward to the pool, or stay here and rot.
Pool!
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go.
Wait.
What now?
Mr. Moth. This is his clipboard.
Who?
The guy from the bedroll.
All these rooms.
The surveyor.
These pages and then pages and then pages.
We need to keep moving.
So this is the pool.
What did you expect? Chlorine and blue tiles.
Looks drinkable?
Don't even think about it.
It's like a black mirror, a place of ritual.
Reflection.
Harmonics.
That place I can't go. And a little scary.
The robbery gets even longer.
upon itself up somewhere limitless.
That recording was private.
It was on my phone.
How is that possible?
Well, don't look at me.
Well, the good news is there's a chalk mark there that says way out.
You're playing with stuff you don't understand. Nobody understands. It's called the Dark Arts for a reason.
Dawn. Day 17.
Because anything can happen. It's dangerous, Jarrett.
Theatre should be dangerous.
You called up a dead Satanist.
Spiritualist. They believe the door to Reformation is never closed.
A physical impossibility, and we were lost in it for a whole night.
Which means we now have a very comprehensive map.
Yeah, until the walls move again. You're not taking an audience in there.
Mikey. Oh, Mikey! Imagine the show we could make! The pool experience, immersive. The little amphitheatre, even just the ropery. God almighty, it's a site-specific wet dream.
A Freudian nightmare. This isn't a show. It's you crawling through your grubby subconscious, your mighty ego and your shriveled imagination, sucking the life out of everyone you touch. And the younger, the fresher, the better.
Get out.
Oh, I'm going. But first, I'm doing something you're not strong enough to do. I'm gonna close the door on this madness, on your bloated, quivering hubris. Ow!
Whoa.
Are you okay, Mike?
My finger.
Is it broken?
I can't look.
Show me. Okay, we need to get you to A&E.
How bad is it?
You've done a bit of a number on yourself, Michael. Hold this around it. Keep the pressure. My car's at the end of the street. If it hasn't been towed, come on.
It's okay.
Gabe, Nell, do your research. The Spiritualist Association. Victor Blick.
Mike,
the
come on.
Surveyor.
Let's go.
Keep each other safe.
Day 17, 18. Day 1 a.m. After Mike.
We'll leave water and sleeping bags at the supply drop. What else have you got?
Primer stove, utility blade, food bags.
Ooh, chili con carne.
Rope, personal alarms, condoms.
Get you.
To keep electrical items dry.
You think it's going to rain?
I've got batteries, the map, for what it's worth, and tea.
I brought mint cake.
Lovely. Jerrick?
A Bible, a bell, a candle, and a bottle of rum. To appease dead sailors.
Good. Ready for anything, then.
Can you raise the light stand?
No. I've got no slack.
I don't want to resist.
No.
It's a long walk back if we pull out the plug.
I mean, the scene's about female sexual power, so I'm okay for showing my body.
Happy now?
Ecstatic!
But is this still a show? Now Mike's gone, Jarek's directing, playing Minos, and Daedalus, and the Minotaur, and...
You are Pasiphae, Queen of Minos, daughter of Helios, and you are the monster's mother.
Nell, Gabe, positions.
You can say no.
Come on, let's do this.
I can also choose to say yes.
Nell, take a moment. Focus on your power center. Every thought, every move you make comes from there. When you're ready, walk the line of the tracks along the light. Okay, Sarah?
Ready.
Cue sound. Cue lights. Yes. Yes, here she comes. Slower, Nell. Use your power. Oh, beautiful. Fantastic. You were perfect. The consummate queen.
We know.
Don't speak. Stay with it. We're going straight into the bull scene.
Now.
Gabe, stand by. Pasiphae, walk to the table. Walk. This table is not a table, but the hollow effigy of a cow, made by your country's finest craftsman. Look at it. It is covered in hide, anointed with manure and milk, lined in soft, moistened leather. See it. Nice. Good. Go right around. Touch it. Claim it. Your lust for the bull burns with the fire of Helios. Feel the heat. Know where you feel it. As there is a hollow space in the cow, there is a hollow space inside you. Feel it. A yearning for brute sex. The desecration of your royal womb. No longer a queen or a god. You climb inside the effigy and become animal. The white bull can smell the manure and milk. He can smell your blood heat. He roars. Your scent is driving him wild. He takes you. The bull takes you. Yes!
Holy cow.
How was it for you?
Oh, I was faking it, sorry.
Sarah, can we get the lights back on, please?
I didn't turn them off.
Torches.
It sounds like he's heading right for us.
Get off the tracks! Okay?
Yeah.
This way!
Everyone okay?
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Where's Jarek?
Here. I'm fine. Just a bit run over by a ghost train.
Maybe the tube runs underneath.
You know what Mike would say? That was a traveller machine running along the tracks, closing the rope.
My pedometer says I've walked 11,000 steps and 0 kilometres.
Oh, helpful.
Not far now.
Famous last words.
Another dead end.
What?
The cable's gone under the wall.
How'd you manage that?
And the wool?
Every thread cut.
The walls do move. Mike was right.
I don't know what to do.
Head for the supply drop. Make tea.
Sounds like a plan.
It's not as bad as all that.
This coronation chicken's a bit dubious.
We're not the first to explore this place. And we've no evidence anyone got stuck here.
You mean we haven't seen any bodies?
Yet.
Maybe the Minotaur ate them all up.
Or something James Wright left behind did.
No, no ghost stories.
Or Victor Blick.
Not tonight.
No, not Victor. He just served the master. Gave Wright his impossible rope walk. But long is never long enough, is it? That's the trouble with hubris, see? It's never satisfied. It just gets bigger, hungrier, more unstable until it becomes predatory.
How old were you when you saw that dead body? First day in the warehouse. You said you smelt death.
Jarek, we're eating.
What does death smell like, Nell?
People say it's sweet. It is.
The way a sweet cocktail smells as you vomit it up.
Jesus.
But then you're hit by this wave of rotten meat and shit. So thick you can taste it.
Thanks so much for that.
Who died now?
The woman upstairs on our block. We didn't know her. No one did. Left a stain in the ceiling. Mum painted over it. And what? I just told you my very worst thing, and you're gonna, what, stare at me till I give you something real? This isn't a theatre game, it isn't a show. We're eating survival rations, and I don't have to give you anything!
Now!
Leave her. She's not daft. She's just gone to the next chamber.
I should...
No, you shouldn't. Idiot.
How old was that actress? Legal, right? But about the same age as your daughter? It all went a bit Woody Allen and not in a good way. Show sold out there, so that's the main thing, isn't it? Nell's gonna turn you down. Take the best of you and make things you can only dream of.
You haven't seen his work, have you? Live, I mean. I guess you were too young for Guardians. In this hole under an East Berlin guard tower. Lots of people claim to have seen it. The show that inspired Wings of Desire. But we could only fit 12 people in. The things he let go to make something that complete. To give people a world. A lifetime in a moment. That idiot, he did that. He takes young talent, takes a risk, and gives them all he can to make them the best they can be. And if you want to call that predatory... I miss Mike.
Me too.
If we hear the bell, I'll go get them.
Morning. Day 18? Maybe 19. Cup of tea, dear?
What time is it?
Morning. Twilight's come back.
Where's Nell?
Sleeping.
We're going to talk about that.
You want a blow-by-blow account? Gabe, tea or for coffee?
Just water. I don't do drugs.
Oh, guys.
It's okay. I've been thinking about what Gabe said last night, and he's got a point.
Great.
He's also wrong.
Of course.
This building wasn't built by one ego. It was built by many. The rope walk was Blake's work. But the room of roots... The pool, the Mediterranean room. These were made by other minds. Clearly, right?
Maybe.
So maybe we're part of this. Maybe we can all make a room. Our own ultimate performance space.
Wow.
I know. Last night, Nell wanted a safe space. Did she just happen to find a nice little cave? Or did she make it? Maybe the walls are moving to build the things we imagine.
The things we desire.
Morning, all.
Morning, Nell.
Morning, Jack.
Everything okay?
Yes. So, what's the plan?
Breakfast. We can't escape or explore on an empty stomach.
Ha ha.
Gabe?
My room. That's my room calling. Come on! Come on! We're nearly there. I can feel it.
I think you made a carousel and we're going round and round.
Round and round the purple twine. Round and round you go.
Shoot! Get out!
Honestly.
Honestly, you're like a giant puppy.
Yeah. Woo! Woo!
Now, if you need to talk.
I'm fine, stop asking.
Woohoo! Look at this! Look at the height! Grig.
Ah, Jerick. It's all set up for your matinee.
Aren't those gaslights, Sarah?
Oh my god, they are.
What's it like up there?
Not what I'm used to. All the rope is hemp. It burns like hell.
Gabe?
But I made this, right? So it's gotta work. Heads below!
Whoa. Gabriel!
No safety talk. I've signed your waiver. I'm going for it. I have to, Sarah.
I know, idiot.
Love you!
Oh, yes, you all love me when I say yes.
Hey, there's a harness! With nylon lines.
Of course there is.
And three pairs of rigger gloves. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, today we are gonna fly. I'm rigging a 3-to-1 pulley system, which basically makes me lighter. If you pull, I go up. If you let go, the rig should catch me. But for safety, I want all three of you on the rope. Okay? All right, gloves on.
Okay, I've got the front bit.
Okay, on three. Lift me.
On three.
A little hop.
And one, two, three.
Woo! That feels good. Everyone okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Good.
Yeah, good.
No, it's easy.
Are you okay?
No problem. Good, put me down.
Okay, coming down. You right?
Nicely done. Now, as I start to run, lift. Whoa! Give me some height.
Shouldn't we fly low till we know the ropes?
The ropes are fine. Take me up. Up!
You look magnificent. All you need is a spotlight.
Oh, man, this is amazing.
And there was light.
Now all you need is an audience.
Hiya! Hiya!
This is imagination powering all this.
The vigour of youth.
Wow.
Fire! Come on!
You're above the gods already!
The bell. Something's gonna shift.
Let it play out.
The roof!
Jerick, get him down.
Gabe! What can you see?
The sky! The maze! The whole thing! It goes!
He got lighter.
Gabe!
Why is he lighter?
Maybe he's caught on something.
Gabe! Gabe! He's taking off like a kite!
I can't hold him!
It's the end of the rope!
Tie it off! Tie it!
It's too short!
Jerick!
He's flown.
You let him go. That's the third time. Don't you care?
Yes, but last night was a lifetime ago.
Why didn't we bring water? The map?
We're way beyond the map.
You okay?
Yeah.
Not far now. Actually, this is starting to look familiar.
Purple wool. What's round the corner, Jerick? Will you look, please?
It's a circus, isn't it? We've walked in a circle. Is he? Did he?
Yes. He came down.
It's colder down here. Up until now, it's been quite a nice temperature.
The twilight's fading too.
Oh, sweetheart.
It just hurts.
Okay, okay. Can I look?
Yeah.
Jerick, look away. Look away. Oh. Your belly is quite distended. Can I feel?
Yeah.
As tight as a drum. Can I ask, when did you last have a... Whoa.
You felt that?
Yeah.
Felt what?
Is there any chance...
No! Not this pregnant.
Pregnant?
This is a bit outside my production management experience.
I could go for help.
You'd never find us again. Recce the nearby chambers. Anything to make her comfortable. And give me that rum. This is it for pain relief, I'm afraid. Steady, steady. We might need it for hand hygiene too.
Nell, there's a four-poster bed next door. I think it's Tudor.
She asleep?
Yeah. Until the next wave. Shame she didn't imagine an ensuite.
Have you seen these tapestries?
No.
It's the story of Pasiphae. Daedalus and Icarus.
What are the chances? Jerick.
His room is in the tapestry.
Put the torch out.
This tapestry is in the tapestry. And there's a man looking at it. Standing where I'm standing. He's fatter than me. Is that how Nell sees me?
I'm cold.
Two old dogs on a rug, sharing some heat.
And keep your dogginess to yourself.
You're a bit ripe yourself, pet. Sleep tight.
Sarah? Jerick?
Yeah?
Where's the torch? It's closing. I can't get through. I'm too big!
Give me your hand!
Get your fingers clear!
No, no, no!
Nell! 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 Nell, can you hear us? She's shut in.
Something went pop inside me.
What?
It's running down my legs.
Okay. It's okay. I think her water's broke. Jerick.
Are you still there?
We're not going anywhere.
We have to find a way around.
Lost her. It's been hours. We have to take care of us, Jerick. Jerick, we have to go.
I can't.
And I can't go without you. Sweet cocktails.
That. Is it the bedroll from...
Of course it is. And you should find a way to use it. She's inside, isn't she? Ugh!
Is this her?
Was. That's her watch. But where's the baby?
Do you have your Bible? Should we say... I don't know. What did she believe?
Cobwebs.
Zip her in again.
Threads from the tapestries. A cocoon of myths.
For heaven's sake, don't touch it.
Oh, you little monster.
Jerrock, we need to go.
Hooves and horns.
Right now. Jerrock! Jerrock! Oh. Are wet. There's been no turnings for miles.
Hubris was punished for by death.
Is that?
No.
It's his voice.
It can't be. I saw him. Smashed through the stage. Broken, burnt.
Okay, all right, okay.
She's there, right ahead.
Stop, Jerrock, stop! The voices aren't real.
She's singing for me.
For you? You really think so? What did you do to her?
Nothing.
You went into her cave.
She was upset.
Because you upset her.
We talked it through.
She had bruises.
She had a rope. She made me...
Made you.
Humiliated me.
She had her insides kicked out.
I didn't do that to her.
You're saying Gabe got her pregnant?
Maybe. I don't know. What's possible? I think I loved her.
You wouldn't know love if it rode you with cloven hooves. You want love to make you a hero. But real love...
He killed Nell. I will kill him.
That's your voice.
The monster must die.
Jerrock, no, don't leave me in the dark. To keep everyone safe. I think something's digesting me. Jerrock. You're alive!
I don't want to be.
Give me the torch. Where's the torch?
I don't know.
You took it. Where is it?
I don't need it anymore.
You left me in the dark!
Because I don't want to see.
This isn't about you. Gabe is dead. Nell is dead. Mike lost a finger. He gave you your impossible maze and saw how your twisted mind would turn it around until it squeezed you out of your own asshole.
We're all the Minotaur. We've made the maze to keep ourselves in.
Well, I'm not the Minotaur. I'm a production manager, a professional, and I run the show. In my little world, I am God. Night or day, forest or city, comedy or tragedy. I call the cue, they pull the ropes, and everything changes. Look, your name on the door. Your real one. A gold star, too. I even gave you that. Light bulbs round the mirror. The flowers. They're from your ex-wife. The cards from your daughter. Open it.
I'm a monster.
You're a man who needs a shower and a shave.
Hooves and horns.
Just open the damn card.
Huh? I can't.
Fine. Your choice. But the show goes on. I go on. Without you.
You don't leave me. You never leave me.
I keep people safe. That's what I do.
Miss Danielle Barrett and Mr. Gabriel Bukowski, this is your 5-minute call.
Here's my prompt book, the Bible, every cue for the show, neat and complete, for A Midsummer Night's Dream. Of course it is. Behind me is the green light, the push bar, emergency exit. On the other side is the fire assembly point in Cut Street. I know the door's there. I don't need to look. Same as I know Gabe and Nell are in their dressing rooms. And the play will end with a wedding.
Miss Danielle Barrett and Mr. Gabriel Bukowski, Act 3 beginners to the stage, please. Stand by stage management and technical teams.
The audience is waiting in their seats. The house lights are going down. Any moment it will begin. Any moment. They will walk on stage. They will walk on and the curtain will open. I imagine it. So it will be.
Are we all met?
Pat, Pat. And here's a marvellous convenient place for our rehearsal. This green plot shall be our stage. This hawthorn break, our tiring house. It's all in here. Locked inside each of us. Inside this space.
In Rope Walk House, Jarek was played by Nigel Barrett, Sarah by Hannah Ringham, Nell by Bemisola Ikemelo, Gabe by Rob Heaps, and Mike by Carl Prekop. Music was by Ben and Max Ringham. The director was Joby Waldman. Rope Walk House was written by Anita Sullivan with contributions from the company and is a reduced listening production for BBC Radio 3.
you can find more editions of Drama on 3 on BBC Sounds. There's wall-to-wall piano music for you next on Radio 3 with performances from the piano finals of the 2018 Geneva Music Competition.
After hearing Hollow Yellow Willow, I went straight back to the start. Then again for a third time.
The music that touched us.
By the fifth consecutive hearing, I was a sobbing wreck.
Intrigued us.
There's the anarchy and abandon of rock and roll and the otherworldliness of early church music.
Astonished us.
It was the kind of premiere that people are still talking about, and it blew everybody's minds.
New Year, New Music. Introducing 10 pieces from the last 10 years on BBC Radio 3. Available now on BBC Sounds.
The Zeffiro Ensemble perform suites from Jean-Philippe Rameau's operas Hippolyte et Arassi, Castor et Pollux and Plate, directed by the oboist Alfredo Benedini, in Early Music Late at 10 this evening. But now on BBC Radio 3, it's 8:45 and time for tonight's In Concert, presented by Kate Mollison.
Good evening. Tonight we have solo Hans Werner Henze in Sophia from the cellist Anya Lehner, and we've got the two winners of the 2018 Geneva Music Competition, a couple of incredibly mature and thoughtful young pianists. The first of them gave a tremendously moving performance of Bartók's last piano concerto, music full of grief and memories. As fascism spread through Europe before the Second World War, Bartók lingered in Budapest. He only agreed to leave for the United States when war actually broke out. He was lucky. He was given a teaching post at Columbia University, but his story is similar to that of millions of heartbroken immigrants. He was homesick until he died. He was physically sick too. He was already suffering the symptoms of leukemia, and by the time of the sweltering New York summer of 1945, his health was really failing. He wrote his third piano concerto and then he died in the autumn. Only 10 people went to his funeral. Well, the account that we're about to hear features the winning performance from Théo Fouchéneré at the 2018 Geneva Music Competition. Peter Ungen conducts the Orchestre de la Suisse Romande.